guys hate going to the doctor. It literally takes half a day just to get it done. Also, you don't want to talk to your doctor about certain issues. Here's the thing. Most men's health issues have really simple solutions. RexMD is all about simple solutions. RexMD makes getting generic and branded Viagra easy. Everything's online, even the prescription, and they deliver to your door. No office visits, no talking to a receptionist. Super simple. It's fast, simple, and cheap. And you can access your RexMD physician anytime you need afterwards. RexMD has helped over 100,000 guys get generic Viagra quickly and conveniently. RexMD just works, and it works the very first night. Sample packs of generic Viagra are now available for our listeners. Just go to rexmd.com/erotic to get started. That's rexmd.com/erotic. Cecily breathed in sharply before stepping into the set. To say she was nervous would have been a massive understatement. She was a gorgeous young woman with flowing blonde hair and naturally tanned skin that matched her bright blue eyes marvelously. It had been her good looks, along with her hourglass figure, which had gotten her the role in this movie. Well, Triple X movie, that is. Cecily had certainly not been forced to come here, or to accept the job, of course, but that didn't mean she wasn't anxious about the whole thing. After all, what if she hated the experience? Sure, she adored sex, and knew she had a great body the camera would love, but this wasn't the kind of decision one could brush away easily. Still, the pay was great, and she wanted to enjoy new experiences. So, she had decided to jump into the pool without giving herself time to overthink the whole thing. If she allowed herself to think about it any further, she'd surely get cold feet. Much to her surprise, Cecily was welcomed to the large, gorgeous house by smiling, friendly people. Not at all the kind of crowd her conservative parents would have told her could be found in the adult industry. Cecily was 25, going on 26, and though she had moved out of her parents' house a long time ago, her upbringing still affected the way she saw the world. "Hello, Cecily." The director, a woman in her 40s, who had interviewed her only a few days back, approached her. "Come, I'll introduce you to the cast, and then you'll head over to hair and makeup." That was when she met the man she'd be having sex with, in front of so many people and all those cameras. He was hot. Incredibly hot. Cecily found herself flushing when he kissed her cheek politely. Chad was taller than her, broad-shouldered, and had a smile to die for. His jawline was sharp and masculine. His body was muscular without being bulky. "I'm looking forward to our scene." Chad winked her way playfully before she was led away to get ready. Her blonde hair was combed up into a sexy, elegant do, and she slipped into a gorgeous red bikini and impossibly high heels. The house was classy, the kind of place her character, a rich heiress, supposedly spent her days at, in complete leisure. Finally, Cecily was guided toward the camera, and it all began. It was real. She couldn't believe she was actually there. But oh, she'd be lying if she claimed she wasn't aroused, excited, and eager to actually touch her co-star. In the porno, Chad played Harry, a dashingly handsome worker that was handling a few repairs around the house. Standard Triple X movie plot, nothing of substance, but enough of an excuse to have their characters together by the pool. "I've been watching you work so hard all day long," "Wouldn't you like to take a little break?" Cecily said with a gentle little whisper, batting her eyes and approaching Chad, swaying her hips from side to side. "I still have a few things left to fix upstairs," Chad, or rather Harry, replied, motioning towards the house, though he didn't make much of an effort to walk away. With a playful little smirk dancing on her full lips, Cecily moved her hands up to her shoulders and smoothly allowed her bikini top to slip right onto the floor. "Are you sure I can't change your mind?" she asked, perky tits now exposed to both the camera, her co-star, and every other person standing behind the scenes. That was Chad's cue to walk over to her and take Cecily in his arms. The camera did a close-up as he pinned her confidently against his chest, her erect nipples scraping his skin gently. Though Cecily was still nervous about this whole thing, the kiss allowed lust to finally triumph over her anxiety. Their tongues danced together as both actors began rubbing their bodies against one another's, making a point of showing off their desire to the cameras. Before long, the heiress pulled off every bit of clothing covering the handyman's muscular body, and Cecily found herself earnestly biting her lower lip with desire at the sight of his cock. "See anything you like?" Harry teased Lucy. Lucy being, of course, the name of the rich girl Cecily was playing. "Oh, I believe I do. And I always get what I want," she purred hotly, dropping to her knees eagerly. The director cut then, and the scene was repeated from different angles before the blowjob scene finally did arrive. Cecily's mouth was watering by that point, and she was 2 seconds away from begging the director to let her do it already. Without missing another second, Cecily wrapped her full lips around Chad's massive cock. She might have been playing a character, but there was no doubt she was enjoying rolling her tongue eagerly around his cock, bobbing her head up and down his shaft. Though this was her first porno, Cecily had always adored giving her boyfriends and lovers head, so there was no need to pause so she could adjust her technique. She gulped his cock down eagerly, deep-throating Chad as the camera recorded every instant. By then, she had almost forgotten about the people around her or the fact that she was being filmed. Her arousal was so intense, and Cecily knew this wouldn't be the last time she would accept this kind of gig. She was given a little break after the blowjob scene was done, and after cleaning her face, makeup was reapplied, and Chad helped her get into the pool like a real gentleman. "You're doing great," he praised her warmly, and she smiled up at him, unable to avoid flushing every time he was close. "Thanks, you're doing amazing too," she replied, wondering if he'd accept to go out on a date with her after their workday was over. "So, do you have any plans for tonight?"
"I do now,"
he replied smoothly, making her grin grow even wider.
"Drinks?"
"You betcha," she agreed at once, and that was when the director called for everyone in set to get to their assigned positions. Cecily and Chad, or rather, Lucy and Harry, began passionately making out in the pool, hands rushing up and down each other's bodies. He pinched and tugged at her tits, sucking at her nipples hotly. The director had them stop once or twice to take closer shots, and heat seemed to be at an all-time high between the two actors. Finally, though, the moment Cecily had been waiting for had finally arrived. When she first entered the house, she had been awfully anxious about actually having sex on camera. But now she wanted to get fucked by that handsome, charming man
more than anything else. Pinning her against the pool's wall, Chad finally plunged himself deep inside her soaked pussy, but not before putting a condom on. Their bodies moved in perfect tandem as Cecily began swaying her hips against his lap with each new thrust. It felt heavenly, feeling that thick, erect cock sinking deep inside her soaked pussy time and time again, his lips rolling over her neck, her shoulders, his fingers pinching and grabbing at her breasts. The only hard part about the whole thing was holding back her pleasure and arousal as the director yelled cut and began filming another angle or a specific close-up. Still, it was all part of the fun, all part of having sex on camera. And if she had to be honest, Cecily was loving every second of the experience. Finally, though, the director announced they should reach the big climax during the next shoot. Cecily had never actually been able to orgasm on command, and, of course, that didn't really matter, since she could just pretend she was coming without needing to actually do it. And yet, when Chad began thrusting into her soaked cunt once more, as she felt his hands sinking against her skin so sensually, Cecily found herself completely losing control and falling over the edge in front of the cameras. Her first orgasm in a porno had not been fake at all, and she was certain it would show, which honestly, she found incredibly arousing. "It's a wrap! Good job, you two!" The director praised them, and Chad helped Cecily out of the pool. An assistant brought over towels, and Cecily wrapped the soft fabric around her curvaceous body, giving Chad a playful little smile. "It was amazing," she said. She said, already imagining what their date would be like. "I'll get dressed and meet up with you outside. What do you say?"
"Sounds like a plan, gorgeous," he replied earnestly, winking her way. Cecily stepped towards the changing room, happy she had decided to take a chance and actually accept this role. She was looking forward to more movies, if the experience was anywhere as good as this one had been.
Hey, you! If you enjoy this podcast, then please write an Apple review saying why you love it. We truly appreciate your support and the wonderful messages we receive from you. See you next time!